Hi, I'm Charmaine, and welcome to the Love of Self podcast, where we delve into aspects of the emotional part of feeling love for self. Today's topic is imagining peace. Not that long ago, I was taking a walk in the park, and I had a song running around in my head for some reason. It was John Lennon's song, Imagine. And part of the words go, imagine all the people living life in peace. And when I really, really would think about that concept, it brought tears to my eyes. It reminded me of a lot of the pain that people are going through around the world, all the wars and poor children that are really suffering right now. But I imagined anyway that what if all of us all at once released it? What if we all at once freed ourselves from pain? What would that be like? What would that look like? Better yet, what would it feel like? How does one find peace through heartache and suffering? Would that mean we don't feel pain anymore? Absolutely not. Because through the pain is where you find the peace. You don't find it if you never allow yourself to experience the emotional sorrows. Peace is often on the other side of turmoil. How can you ever get to a peaceful place or have an understanding of it if you never go through pain? Emotions can travel through time. It speeds in a rush with anger and flows so calmly with joy. The moments between emotions is the necessary process to developing peace. It always has to be found or sought after. When you find it, it's hard to lose it, regardless of the situation. I think that when we love one another, we love ourselves. A lot of that concept takes peace within. I remember a long time ago, I was in a very sad place. I felt a lot of chaos. And I remember I used to pray every single day. I said, God, please bring me peace. Please bring peace in this home. Please bring peace to our household. I used to pray for it for so long, and I used to feel so sad because it didn't seem like my prayer was ever going to be answered. But one day, something was going on. Some mean-spirited things were going on. And I just stood there and I just started praying in my head. There happened to be a preacher in the background on the TV playing, and he happened to be preaching about peace. And I really don't even know what he was preaching about. I just heard a part of the sermon where he was talking about peace. I tried to listen to it, but I couldn't really get a grasp of what he was saying. But then I felt an overwhelming presence within me. And I heard, "Peace lies within you." So, hearing that simple phrase, I began to understand. You can never find peace outside of yourself. If you're looking for people around you to become peaceful towards you, that's not the way you're going to get it. If I wanted peace in my life, I had to become peaceful. I had to take the responsibility of doing what I needed to do to find my peace. And then I got it. The more of us that are able to find our peace, the more of us can create a peaceful place, even if the place is just within us. That's the only way to have it. We can't look outside of ourselves for it. Within that conclusion, I have made that a major part of my life in most circumstances. We still have to balance it, though. I had to also learn that having peace within myself through the tumultuous relationships that weren't peaceful towards me, sometimes there's a lesson to be learned on the other end. How do I balance my peace as well as my forceful need for respect at the same time? It can be tricky. I think that there's a time and place, there's a space where we just know when things are too far. Sometimes I also had to learn that my silence, trying to keep the peace for everybody else, was also hurting the people who weren't being so great to me. There should have been a point to where there was a need for them to learn a lesson through me, just as well as I learned from them that I needed to stand up and they needed to stand back. I needed to stand back and they needed to stand up sometimes. But regardless, loving one another is loving yourself. Peace can always be onto us, for we are the key of our own happiness and well-being. Worrying distorts this. Always use the love inside of every action, even when you face the darkness in other people. Being in the dark creates an opportunity to face the light, as well as being in the light gives the same opportunity to face the darkness. We can learn from one another and can come to a place of understanding as well as self-love. This may create peace within. Once again, I appreciate anyone who's stayed with me these few moments to hear me out. I'd like to know what you think about peace. What does a peaceful state mean within you? How do you create peace for yourself? How do you balance it when there's a need to not be so peaceful? If you're ever so inclined, please email me at theloveofselfpodcast@gmail.com. Disclaimer, this is not a replacement for therapy. If there are mental health concerns, please consult a professional. Otherwise, may peace be unto you always. Until next time.